The story we're going to be listening to this morning from Genesis is about a family. A family and their interaction with God. Abram, on behalf of the family, begins to listen to the new ways of things that are expected of them. And God tells him it's time to move on. To move on from the safety and the familiar. Listen to this word of God. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country and your family and your relatives and go to the land that I will show you. I will bless you and make your descendants into a great nation. You will become famous and be a blessing to others. I will bless anyone who blesses you. But I will put a curse on anyone who puts a curse on you. Everyone on earth will be blessed because of you." Abram was 75 years old. And when the Lord told him to leave the city of Haran, he obeyed and left with his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions and slaves they had gotten while they were in Haran. This is the word of the Lord.
Tune the ears of your heart now, if you will, to these words from arguably the most famous chapter in all of the New Testament, the third chapter of John. The lectionary calls for us to read almost the entire chapter. I have whittled it down to these few verses that you will recognize, I think. There was a man named Nicodemus who was a Pharisee, a Jewish leader. One night he went to Jesus and said, "Sir, we know that God has sent you to teach us. You could not work these miracles unless God were with you." Jesus replied, "I tell you for certain that you must be born in a new way before you can see God's kingdom." Nicodemus asked, "How can a grown man ever be born a new way?" Jesus answered, "I tell you that before you can get into God's kingdom, you must be born not only by water, but by the Spirit. Humans give life to their children, yet only God's Spirit can change you into a child of God. Do not be surprised when I say that you must be born a new way. Only God's Spirit gives new life. The Spirit is like the wind that blows wherever it wants to. You can hear the wind, but you don't know where it comes from or where it's going." "How can this be?" asked Nicodemus. Let us pray. There are so many things about which we wonder, O God, how can that be? In these moments, we wonder how it can be that you can care enough for us to send a word now. We ask you to do just that thing in Jesus' name. How are you when it comes to moving day? Now, I know there are people who relish moving. There are those who really get excited about the prospect of packing up the boxes and leaving this place and heading off to that one. I don't happen to be one of those. The census before last came out with this interesting piece of data. The average person in the United States moves once every 5 years. Now, how someone discovered this, I really don't know, but the average cheetah, and if you're from New England, you just thought that I said cheater. The average cheetah moves every 3 months. Well, in the early part of my life, I didn't move at all. I was under the shadow of a grandmother who believed that anything more than 5 miles beyond the periphery of West Boylston, Massachusetts, was a place no sane human being would ever want to go. And when I announced that I was thinking about going to college out west in Pennsylvania, I hope that isn't what did her in, but we did lose her not too long after that. So moving day was not something I was familiar with, but I have made up for lost time in recent years. I have moved the average much closer to the human average, although not quite up there with the cheetah yet. This morning, we encounter the story of Abram, who he was remembered many generations later in writing as one who, in his encounter with God, felt the call to move. And not just in place, if you didn't pick that up. The move of Abraham was much more than just changing domiciles. He was called to leave his family, he thought, the place he cherished and had known for a long time. In those days, gods were considered to be territorial. There was a god for this place and a god for that place and a god over there, and if you moved from there to there, you had to switch gods. So to move, as this passage suggests, was a very, very significant thing. When Abram decided that it was moving day, this was a big, big deal. Now, I want to plant an image in your mind. It might not be the most august of images, but hang on to it if you would. Maybe you saw the Geico commercials with the camel wandering around the office. You know, don't you? Hey, 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 what day is it? Mike, what day is it? The answer was hump day, you know, camel, middle of the week, on the way to the weekend. Now, the advertising people will be sorry to know that I have no idea what the connection with Geico is. But I do remember the camel. Liz and I went to a movie last week, and before the movie, there was the camel again, wandering around saying, hey, 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 Mike, what day is it? It's movie day. Shut off your cell phone. I do remember the point of that one, and you have already done that, I'm sure. Movie day is much closer to moving day. So, in your mind, I want you to picture that camel calling your name and asking what day it is. Because I would suggest to you that if you want to follow Jesus, and I think we do, or if you think you are following Jesus, every day is, in fact, moving day. This passage has personal significance for me. It was back in 1973, when I was 23 years old, that I was given the assignment of preaching that Sunday morning in what was then my student parish assignment in seminary. This was the passage in the lectionary, so it was about this time of the year. What struck me right smack between the eyes is that I had begun the process of conversation with a small church in the next town which was looking for a pastor. And they had indicated that they might be open to having a student pastor still in seminary, and would I be interested in that position? And I had just about decided that the correct answer to that question was no. I was having a really good time where I was. I loved the youth groups that I had, and incidentally, as a part of my upcoming sabbatical, that youth group is having a reunion. Oh, they're old now. Most of them are grandparents many times over. Good heavens. Setting that aside, just as I was deciding that the answer would be no, I was called on to preach on this very passage. and to telescope what was kind of an arduous process for me, I realized that, in fact, it would be moving day, literally and figuratively, that I would need to give up that comfortable spot, that wonderful, fun place, and take on some challenges for which I was not sure I was at all ready. Imagine calling a pastor who was 23 years old. Really? The Bible is filled with men and women for whom it was suddenly moving day, and I hope you're calling them up in your minds and hearts right now. There was Moses, comfortably up in the mountains, murderer, sheep herder, happily married, hidden away, and it was moving day. It was moving day, he announced, to the mightiest king on earth, Pharaoh in Egypt. It was moving day, he said to the Hebrews as they headed out into the desert. A move, incidentally, about which they would have all kinds of second thoughts. On and on and on goes the biblical story. We meet Nicodemus this morning, the Pharisee, the Jewish leader. Nicodemus, who comes in the night, isn't that interesting? Not quite ready to be seen in the daytime with this Jesus person, who is told, you must be born in a new way. Now, usually that's translated born again, as you know. The problem with that translation is that we have wrapped that tightly in all kinds of things not intended by the Greek. You must be born in a new way, or it's moving day. God has some new things in mind for you. The old way of thinking and even living and possibly believing may not make it with you into the new day. The Apostle Peter, tightly wrapped in his own version of faith and life, had that vision we find in the 10th chapter of Acts, when he sees all this unclean food raining down from heaven and is told, don't call them unclean anymore. What I have made, go and enjoy. It's all good. In other words, Peter, it's moving day. Yesterday, the council had quite a meeting. We had a number of things on the table, some of them with some big price tags in dollars and cents. And one had to do with our proposed statement of inclusion, copies of which you will find out on the desk this morning. And they talked about a process to give all of us a chance to share our doubts and questions and learn and wrestle with this whole thing of stating clearly and publicly what is already the case. We didn't use this term because I hadn't preached this sermon yet, but troubling us and niggling at our spirits was maybe God's spirit stirring us up with the news that maybe, just possibly, this is moving day in some significant ways for some of us. Well, I still am not really fond of moving days, to be perfectly honest with you. You may have already learned that about me. I kind of like to settle in and put down some roots, and along through the years, there have been one or two opportunities that have come along and people have wondered, wouldn't you like to move and do ministry somewhere else? And unlike those days when I was 23, my answer has always been through these years, no, I like it where I'm planted right now, thanks. I have some things to suggest to you about moving days. The first is that we are called to trust God and move to a new place. In the New Testament, the Apostle Paul would write about Abram, who became Abraham, and Paul would suggest that it was Abraham's faith that made him right with God. But his faith was not a matter of doctrines. We mistake that. The Protestant Reformation would pick up that mantra from Paul that we are justified by faith, but too often we think that means we're justified by a set of doctrinal positions. No. Abram had no doctrines. His faith was his willingness to trust God, moving from what was comfortable to a scary new place that wasn't even named to him. Notice it doesn't say, I'm going to send you four blocks over, or even to Iowa or Arizona or California. No. The call was simply, trust me. Get up and go. You'll know when you've hit the right place. My word. So many changes. Such an amazing time. But Abram somehow knew, as radically different as it was for his day, that God would not be limited to the place where he was now. He could move confidently and find God in that new place. That's our call when it's moving day too. And as I said when we began, for me, every day is moving day. Darn it. And I mean that honestly. I prefer the peace and comfort and gentleness, the still small voice side of the good news. And that's a real side. That's an important side. We don't forget that side. But I have discovered again and again and again, and even in this moment, that God's presence will inevitably call us to fresh awareness, new commitments, altered attitudes, different actions. One of the things in ministry that I cherish the most are those moments when someone says, I never thought I would ever be able to do this, but look at me. Not when they're heralding some thing that they have developed, but when they have responded to a call from God and have done something. For my wife Liz, it was tending to dying people. She never thought she could do it. There have been persons who have stood behind that microphone and remembered when they were supposed to read the scripture lesson, who have said afterwards, oh my goodness, all my life I have been terrified of things like that. Look at me. It has been said in a whole bunch of different circumstances. Yesterday in the council meeting, a very, very vibrant testimony was offered by one of the members of the council about his own personal moving day out of a situation of very painful personal experience as a child to where he is now. I'll let him share that with you on his own. To be honest, we are always changing in every moment. And in faith, the Spirit is always knocking. So, do you feel the camel breath on the nape of your neck? Mike. What day is it? Onward. Amen.